Good morning. This is Saturday, December the 11th, 2021. Praise God. Yes, Lord, are we available to God today? Thank God for another day. Bless His holy name. Thank God for His goodness, His mercy, and His grace. Praise God for another morning, a new morning, one we've never seen before. Thank God that His mercies are new every morning, that He watches over us and keeps us day by day, all through the nighttime, through the storms, the natural storms, the elements, and the storms of life, the things we go through. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us this day, for waking us up this morning, giving us a mind, dear God, to want to seek and to serve you, a mind to want to press our way. Help us, Lord, as we go forward today. Look on us, lead and guide us, Lord. Instruct us, give us an ear to hear, that we may hear what you'd have to say to us. a heart to receive it, Lord, and a mind to obey it. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness this morning. How great thou art. We thank you, Lord, that you're so wonderful to us. We praise your wonderful name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, as we go into the word today, open up our understanding. Give us what we need for today. Show us how to apply it to our daily living. We thank you for your word being an instruction. It instructs us in our daily living, and it never grows old. It's just as current today and as relevant today as it was when the day it was written. Thank you, dear God, and we give your name the praise. All the glory and all the honor is thine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, dear God, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I thank God for his word today. I thank God how he is just keeping us day by day, moment by moment, and time by time. No goodness of our own, none whatsoever, but it's God who keeps us. And what I want to talk about today is self-denial. Self-denial. It's amazing how we want God to do what we ask of him. We want God to do everything we ask of him. But we struggle with and we fight with what he asks of us. You know, I had a thought, and the thought was, what do you want versus what are you willing to do? God gives us instructions. And as we very well know, he is the creator. He created us. We didn't create him. He created us for him to do his will, to walk upright before him, to serve him in the beauty of holiness. He created us. And in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, try to get to that right quickly. That's not my main text, but it just came to me right now. God is the creator. How are you going to say to the one who created you what he should do for you? He created you for a purpose. He designed us for a purpose. Let's go there really quickly. Revelation 4 and 11. Praise God. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Created for the pleasure of God. What do you want versus what are you willing to do? And he gave us a will. He made us free. And you know, we bind ourselves up into things that, you know, we think we might like, and yet there's an agenda to it. It bites us, and starts controlling us, and now we're serving sin instead of serving God. We weren't made to serve sin. We were created for his pleasure, for his glory. Yes. And now we come to a point to what are you willing to do? Are you willing to serve him? That will that he gave you, are you using it to serve him? Are you giving up what you think is right to do what is right and pleasing in his sight? That's pleasuring God. How do you please God? What do you do? What do you say? How do you live to please God? You know, last night I went to service and the preacher, the prophet, was speaking into someone's life and letting them know, you are the apple of God's eye. Now, how did that happen? How do you become the apple of his eye? God chose you, picked you out. Picked you out. Like he told Jeremiah, before you were formed in your belly, in your mama's belly, I knew you. And I ordained you to be. God did the choosing. God did the selecting. God did the appointment. We don't need to be boastful in ourselves. We don't need to be getting lifted up in pride. God did it. He raises some up and he brings some down. God gives grace to the humble. Praise the Lord. What are you willing to do? Self-denial. Denying yourself of the things that you want to do, as opposed to what God wants you to do. Submitting yourself to the things of God. I want to read the scripture first that for today. And there's two. Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26. And Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Let's start with Matthew 16. We'll begin with Matthew 16. Just one moment. Verses 20. Verses 24 through 26. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And now Luke 9 and 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Let's hit verse 25. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? Praise God. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to submit yourself to the things that be of God? And how would you submit yourself? How would you give of yourself? Well, you know you have to fast and pray. Because fasting humbles yourself. Fasting weakens the flesh. You got to pray while you fast because you're going to be in a weak state. Yes. Fasting helps get rid of the old man. It weakens it so that it can die out. We have to die out. We have to deny ourselves. Deny yourself and take up your cross. Yes. But you know, the Bible also says, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Take up your cross. There is a purpose and a plan set for you. That's your cross. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord's going to deliver him out of them all. There is a cross. Jesus endured. He took up his cross. He prayed, what, two or three times in the right before he was offered up? And he told the Lord, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You need strength. You need to pray and fast. You need to weaken your flesh, weaken your will, weaken your desire, so that it not, will not be the strong man in your house. What you feed the most, that's what's going to be the strongest. And so now we have to deny ourselves. You have to deny yourself of earthly food. You don't want to esteem your earthly food more than the word of God. You don't want to put nothing ahead or over the will of God. It's a fight you have to fight. It's a warfare. It's a press you have to press. What are you willing to do? What do you want out of life? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself accomplishing all your goals and all your dreams and all your hopes? But do you see yourself laying aside those things that you really, really want to do and seeking God to find out what does he want? What has he chosen for you to do? Because you were made for his pleasure. God is so good. He supplies all of our needs. And sometimes he gives us what we desire. But let your desires be for God, so that you won't make any mistakes. You won't have any doubt that you're the apple of his eye, that you're pleasing him in all that you do and in all that you say. Have you made yourself available unto him, as a song was saying? Lord, I'm available to you. But by making yourself available to him, you've shutting off being available to your will. That's heavy. That's heavy. Because we all have aspirations. We all have goals. You may have sat down and written out your goals, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan. But was God in any of that plan? Did you ask him first? Did you acknowledge him in all your ways? Lord, help us. Help me. Did you acknowledge him in that thing? Did you say, Lord, is this what you want me to do? I'm willing to lay aside what I want to do what you have designed me to do, to deny myself, to submit to your will and to your way. You have to fast and pray. You have to go against your will. You have to fight. You have to fight. Be willing to fight. Be willing to sacrifice. You know, when I think about sacrifice, I think about what the children of Israel did. Before Christ died and gave up his life, he was the ultimate sacrifice. Before he did that, they would take animals and they would sacrifice them. The blood atonement. They would take the best of, the first of, the unblemished, the unspotted, and sacrifice, lay it on the altar. The sacrifice has to be burned up, given up. Sacrifice. What are you giving up? What are you killing and burning in your life? People say, I want the fire of God. I want the fire of God. But the fire of God wants your sacrifice. The fire of God wants your sacrifice to burn it up. Your will and your way. What you think is right. It could be the way of death. A man is led away by his own lust and enticed. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Lord, help us to be willing to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow you. And that's the only way that your life is going to be saved. Because the Bible said, if you seek to save your life, you're going to lose it. If you seek to save yourself, my. Praise the Lord. Verse 25 of Matthew 16. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. There's a lot of people, mankind, humankind, trying to save their own life. Instead of letting God save it, you're going to lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life, that means giving up what you think your life should be, not according to God's plan. For whosoever will lose his life for my sake, giving yourself over to God, letting God do the work in you, letting God do the work, being that light, being that light that can't be hid under a bushel, being that city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid, being that witness for Christ, letting your life testify. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men so they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Not your works that you're doing of yourself, but doing the work of the Lord, that they may glorify God, because we're created what? For his pleasure. Praise God. What is it going to profit you to accumulate, to gain the whole world, to get what you're going after? The hard pursuit of money, the hard pursuit of a mate, the hard pursuit of a career, your desires. What is it going to profit you to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? What are you going to give in exchange for your soul? You know how the rich man, he gathered into barns and he stored up and he had a plenty. And when everything was full, he said, oh, now I can take my ease and sit back and relax. But did not realize that night his soul was required of him. What will you give for an exchange for your soul? Are you willing to deny yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading about the animal, the sloth, S-L-O-T-H, the sloth. It's a slow-moving creature, really slow-moving. He hangs upside down most of the day on a tree. He comes down to relieve his body of the waste. And when he comes down out of that tree, he exposes himself to his predators. But he does that. They live a long time. And now there was two sides to the sloth. I said, wow. One is that he moves so slow. So very slowly. And in Proverbs, let me get back to the Proverbs scripture I read. It really was something. I think it was Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. I did have it marked. Apologize for taking so long. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. the slothful shall be under tribute. And I'm going to read that in the ESV. The hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. You know, if you're slow to move, moving so slow, have you seen them move? Ooh, they go so slowly. That's the side, the slow side, is you're not diligent in seeking God. You're not active. You're not pressing your way. You're not doing what it takes. You're not giving up. You're not letting go. You're not seeking God, praying and fasting and being diligent and reading His word and eating of the word and taking it on and listening to God and waiting for Him to give instruction. And when He gives instruction, moving on it, acting on it, working on it. The slowness of the sloth is the negative side. But then there was a positive side. I didn't know that. That the reason why that animal moves so slowly, he's able to sometimes camouflage himself from the enemy. That's his defense mechanism. And so when we look at the other side of it, why are you moving so fast in the things that you want to do for yourself? Slow down. Fast and pray. Get in a place where you can hear God, where God can talk to you. Get in His word. He speaks to you through His word. He lets you know what you should do. Is telling us right here in Matthew and in Luke that if we seek to save our life, we're going to lose it. Running about being busy and doing everything but doing the God thing. And I've heard a preacher say, a good thing is not always a God thing. Maybe God didn't want you to do that, but He had something else set out for you to do. So be careful. Be careful to acknowledge God in all your ways so that He can direct your path. And moving really slowly, don't take the easy way out. That's what your flesh loves, the comfort zone. Flesh just loves the comfort zone. Don't wanna get out of the comfort zone and go against what I think, you know, going against. The fleshly mind is an enemy to God. It doesn't agree. It just doesn't agree. Can't be friends. Denying ourselves we have to put forth the effort, the press, to deny ourselves, to weaken our fleshly desires, to kill it off. To deny yourself is not expecting God to do what you need to do. God has something for you to do. We have to make the move. We have to do. We have to decide. We have to accept. We have to be willing. Don't expect God to do what He told, what you need to do. If there be a willing mind. And we have to press. Use what God has given you. Use the tools. He's given us tools. He set it before us. Now don't be like that sloth being slow to move. We need to be slow to anger. That's where we need to be slow. What is your impulse in situations? Don't be quick to be angry. Don't be so quick to talk about somebody. Don't be so quick to speak your mind, because you can't trust your mind. You can't trust your heart. The Bible talks about how your heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it but God? Work out your own soul salvation. When you begin to work out your own soul salvation, people are going to see. That means your life is going to be a living witness.
They're going to see it and they're going to watch you. Why do we want God to do all the work when he told you to do the work? He told me to do the work of an evangelist. Paul exhorted Timothy to do the work. Be instant in season and out of season. Yeah. Rebuke, reprove, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You got to have a love for the household of faith. You have to have a love for people. Stay in your lane. Don't let no one define you but God. Because he's the one that designed you. So he's the one to define you and give you instruction on what you need to do. But as we fast and as we pray, we sharpen our sensitivity to the voice of God, to the way of God. We ask to have that hunger and that thirst for God. Yeah. So that we can do his will freely. Having that free mind, that willing mind to do the work of the Lord. What do you want versus what are you willing to do? Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to take up your cross and follow God to do the work that he set out for you to do? You got to pray. You got to commune. You got to communicate. You got to have the relationship. We're so busy creating relationship with other things that it gets in the way. Gets in the way. And that's why we need to seek him first. Seek him early. Seek him first. That's early. First. And if early means to you 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, before you do anything, then do that. Because that's early. That's first. And then he can direct your path for the day. I pray that there was a word spoken that you got a hold to that will help you make yourself available to God. I really do. I thank God for his word this morning. I have to deny myself every day. It's a daily walk. It's constant. This song says, use me, Lord. How are you going to be used if you don't avail yourself to him? Help us, Lord. We want to say, empty yourself out through fasting. And then you can become available to God and can say, I am available, Lord, to you. I've emptied myself. Lord, fill me up. Fill me up with whatever you want to fill me up with so that I can do the work of the Lord, so that I can be a witness, so that I can show someone the way. Praise God. I thank God for his word today. Let's deny ourselves and be willing to do the work of the Lord. And remember to keep God first in everything you do and say, my friends. Be blessed.